Hey, hey.
This is a special presentation of Ascension Goddess Radio.
Hey, 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 yo, yo, yo. Thanks so much for tuning in to my radio show. This is your girl, DePortia Q, y'all. And this is Mysterious Ways Radio, right here on Ascension Goddess Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, I'm here in the flesh, in the spirit, coming to you live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bringing you that good news, that good gospel, just messages of hope and upliftment, because we need it each and every day. We need to be uplifted each and every day. We need to be reminded that God is still on the throne. We need to be reminded that Jesus lives. Our Savior lives, my brothers and sisters. For everyone that does, for all y'all that may not know, but I'm sure everyone does, today is Resurrection Sunday. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Resurrection Day, my beautiful brothers and sisters. My Redeemer, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ lives. He lives. He was raised from the dead on the third day. He hung, bled, and died for us, my brothers and sisters. He was crucified for us, for our sins, for all wrongdoings, for our wickedness. And this is the day that we celebrate him. We should celebrate him every day, and most of us do. And if we don't, that's all right. But our Redeemer lives every day, y'all. He is not dead. He lives. He is very much alive. Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters. He rolled away the stone and left. He left all his gray clothes behind, y'all. He left his gray clothes behind to let us know that it is not over. It is not over. Our Savior lives. Our Redeemer lives. Jesus lives, y'all. Woo! No matter what's going on in the world, our Redeemer lives. You understand me, my brothers and sisters? I'm sorry. I'm just full of joy today. You know, I've been a little down in the dumps, a little depressed, feeling oppressed because of what's going on in the world. But God is still in control, my brothers and sisters. Jesus lives. Jesus is on the throne. In spite of what's going on, God is in control. Regardless of what may be out of control in your life, just know that God is in control. Okay? We have a risen King. For he alone, Jesus, y'all, for he alone is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God of all gods, the one true living God. And he is here to resurrect you. He is here to resurrect those dead things in your life, those dead dreams, those dead goals, those things that you gave up on long ago, those things that you threw in the towel on long ago. He has come to resurrect you, if only you believe. Because guess what, my brothers and sisters? The same resurrection power that was in Jesus Christ when he got up off the cross lives in you and I. Yes, it's inside of each and every one of us, because we are all God's people. We are all God's children. And all we have to do is tap into that resurrection power. All we have to do is believe that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus redeemed us from the penalty of sin. We may be in the presence of sin. We live in a sinful world, and we have sinful natures. Amen, somebody? We're all full of sin, each and every last one of us. But God, but we have a Redeemer that loved us enough. We have a God that loved us enough that he came down. He stepped down from eternity into time. He wrapped himself up in flesh. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, born in the manger. The God of the universe, the God of all gods, came down and became a baby. The same milk that he created, he needed. Ooh, what a mighty, whoa, what a mighty, what a mighty, what a mighty and powerful God we serve, my brothers and sisters. Now, look, I ain't no preacher, no pastor, nothing like that. I'm just a messenger, you know. This show is it's a little scripted, yet it's unscripted. So if you hear me, like, pausing, I'm trying to think of some stuff. It's not, God is just feeding my spirit, you know, because I have a plan for the show, but God has another plan. You know, I may take notes and have this written down, but the Mysterious Ways radio show, y'all, it's led by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord. So don't just think it's my voice that you hear, but know that it is God speaking to me, speaking to my spirit and depositing it within your spirit. Amen, somebody? So, yes, y'all, happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm wondering, beloved, is there anything that you need to be resurrected from? Looking back over your life, is there anything that has died, that has decayed, that is rotting inside of you, and it's become toxic to your entire core, to your entire being? Could it be bitterness? Could it be anger? Could it be wrath? Could it be the spirit of violence? You know? What has died inside of you? What have you allowed to enter into your being? God wanted me to tell you that He's here to revive you. Even though you may feel like dying at times, just know that the Lord is here to revive you. He's here to restore your mind. All those thoughts, all that fear, all that worry, all that weariness that's been plaguing you for so long, that's been plaguing your mind for so long, all those thoughts that you've been nursing and rehearsing for so long, God wants to renew your mind. God wants to resurrect your mind. He wants to give your mind a fresh start in the name of Jesus. Amen, somebody. God wants to resurrect each and every one of us because, you know, life hurt sometimes. Life is hard, you know? Like I said on my show last week when I talked about suffering, in this life, we will all suffer. And what's going on right now with the COVID-19, we're all suffering from that one thing, in, you know, in various ways, countless ways. But we have a God who is kin to us. See, we have a God that can relate to us because he came down from eternity and wrapped himself in flesh. So that he could relate to us, so that he could be kin to us. God is our kinfolk, you know. Remember those shirts back in the day, those with the slogan, Jesus is my homeboy? For real, Jesus is your homeboy, you know. But yes, my brothers and sisters, know that we serve a God that is kin to us, that wants to redeem us, that wants to refresh our minds, that wants to rejuvenate us, because that's what resurrection means. It means to revive, bring back to life that which was dead. What in your life needs to be brought back to life? Could it be your marriage? You know, could it be a relationship with a parent, your mother or your father? Could it be with your child that's behind bars? Anyone, the relationship you have with yourself, or better yet, the relationship that you have with God and Jesus. Whatever it is that you need to be resurrected from, just know that if you still have a heartbeat, if you are still able to hear my voice, know that it is not too late. Because God still has a plan for your life. You still have a heartbeat, so you're still here for a reason. You may not always want to be here, you know, because there are some times in my life where I've not wanted to wake up. I just want to be like, oh, God, again? I have to do this again, to wake up again and go through this? Because, you know, sometimes you can get so caught up in the routines of life, you know, like, and it can just be so unbearable at times. to where you just break, just want to break down, or you just want to throw in the towel. Hello, somebody. But thank God that we have a Lord that knows how to resurrect us. Once again, I'm keep going back to that resurrection. Ooh, I'm speaking, y'all, and the window's open in my bedroom, and the wind is just blowing right now. Thank you, Jesus. That's God. That's a sign. I mean, it just started blowing hard out of nowhere. To God be the glory. God wants to resurrect you. He wants to resurrect your mind from that stinking thinking, all those thoughts of, and all those bad perceptions that you've had, all those thoughts of despair and just pity, self-hate, self-sabotage. He wants to resurrect your mind. He wants to cast those thoughts out, those tormenting thoughts, those tormenting behaviors, that tormenting speech that you say to yourself every day. God wants to cast that out and resurrect you because it's not doing any good. It's only causing you more and more harm. I know from experience because I've been there. I've been resurrected from some things, from depressions, you know, the spirit of depression. You can just, life can get so hard sometimes to where you just want to just roll over, wither away and die. You know, there have been times in my life where I'm just like, God, why did you put me here? Why am I here? To suffer? To lack? To be without? But just know that Jesus was crucified. Jesus was persecuted. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. But he is risen. He has risen from the dead. And it's time for you to arise. God still has a plan for your life. In spite of what circumstances may say, in spite of what the economy may say, in spite of what the world may say, God still has a plan for your life. Amen and amen. Out of nowhere, y'all, just started like coughing, but I'm going to push through this because I know that this is nothing but an attack. The enemy's mad right now. The enemy's mad because I'm speaking out the word of God. I'm speaking out God's goodness. I'm speaking out of power and authority. And the enemy's mad, but oh, devil, you are a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. You are a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. I will say what thus saith the Lord to God's people for such a time as this, because we all need hope. We've all despaired of life itself. There have been things in our life where we've needed to be resurrected from. And for such a time as this in the earth, God is raising up his people. Yes, true, the land is being plagued and being attacked. But no, and people are dying, and it's unfortunate, and it's sad, and it's heartbreaking, and it is an absolute travesty. But in the end, God will get the glory. Because God suffered too. Jesus suffered too. So we will suffer with him. But life is not always about suffering, because you can be resurrected. Hello. From your suffering. You can be resurrected from persecution. Just like Jesus was. Jesus was crucified, yet he was resurrected. So you will be crucified in this life. You will be persecuted. You will be hated. You will be rejected. You will be misunderstood. You will be overlooked. Amen, somebody? But God. But there's always a resurrection. Whether it takes 3 days, 3 hours, 3 years, 30 years, you can be resurrected. You can be resurrected inside of a whorehouse. God is everywhere. You can be resurrected from anything or anyone. Hello, because there are some relationships out there. I ain't going to speak too much on that. Yeah, we need to be resurrected from, okay? Amen. But God is faithful. Even though we will be crucified, even though we'll be persecuted, he is with us in our suffering. And he will be with us in our resurrection. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I say glory be to God. The same resurrection power, my brother, my sister, that lives, that was in Jesus, that is in Jesus, is inside of you. I just felt my belly leap. It's inside of you. It ain't going nowhere. It never left. You may have overlooked it. You may have not realized that it was there. But that resurrection power of Jesus Christ lives inside of you. It's not too late for your resurrection. Devil has told you it's too late. You've told yourself that it's too late, but it's not too late. Look at Jesus. He died. He was crucified. He hung, bled, and died on a hill. Hell was celebrating on those 2 days. But on that third day, he rose again. He rose again. No other God has done that. A lot of gods, little g's, have died, but there is only one true and living God because he was resurrected from the dead. Amen. So that's what sets us apart. We have a God that was resurrected. We have a God that wants to resurrect us. We have a God that is faithful and just. We have a God that is risen. He's risen. He's not on the cross no more. Don't look up there. He's not there regardless of what your little rosary or your crucifix may say around your neck, may look like around your neck. He's not there on the cross no more. He's ascended up into heaven, and he sits on the right hand of God, patiently waiting our arrival. To God be all the glory. So don't look for him on the cross. He's not on the cross anymore. He's told us that if we want to follow him, we'll have to deny ourselves and follow and pick up our cross daily. Cross, now it's our turn to carry the cross, carry our crosses daily. And the cross is not a pretty thing. Hello, somebody. The cross is not. The cross is betrayal. The cross is backstabbing. The cross is rejection, abandonment. The cross is, the cross is a bloody thing. It's a bloody thing. And I know it may sound scary, but the blood of Jesus reigns forevermore. See, the devil was defeated long ago in your life on the cross. When he died on the cross, he died for you. He died for your sins. He died because he knew you would need to be resurrected one day. He died for that. He died for that. He died for you. He died for me. He died for us, my brothers and sisters. Now, people say that your ride or die now, but only Jesus is your true ride or die, because he's going to ride for you to the end. He's going to ride with you to the wheels fall off. And he died for you and then was resurrected. Just like Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead, and God resurrected Jesus from the dead. God will do the same for you. You just have to speak over your life, speak goodness over your life. If you're able to right now, just place your hand on whatever needs to be resurrected in your life. If it's your finances, place your hand on your wallet. If it's your heart, place your hand on your heart. If your heart has been hardened or it's turned into ice, place your hand on your heart. If it's your body, something's aching you, you have pains, and just say, or if it's your mind, just touch your mind and say, Lord, resurrect my mind. Whatever it is, call out to him. Cry out to him and ask him to resurrect whatever that thing is. And it can be more than one thing, because sometimes we need to be resurrected from a whole lot of things. Resurrected from a certain addiction. Be delivered from that thing. a certain vice. Lord, refresh us, replace what was dead inside of us in the name of Jesus. Restore our minds. Restore unto the years that the locusts and the cankerworms ate up. Revive our hearts. Revive our minds. Renew our minds daily, Lord. Renew our minds in the name of Jesus. Resurrect us, Father. Resurrect us like only you can, like only you will, in the name of Jesus. Resurrect us, Father. There are some things that have died inside of us, and it's time for a new birth. We cast out all that gunk, all that clutter, all that toxicity, whether it's in our minds, hearts, souls, or spirits. Liven us up again, Lord. I don't know who may be listening to this. I don't know them, and they don't know me. But you know us all, Lord God, and help us to know you more each and every day. Help us to acknowledge you as the Lord of our lives. You're a faithful God. You're a just God. You're an altogether lovely, altogether wonderful God. And you've come to resurrect us. You've come to give us new life, new hope, a new vision. Lord, we try to do things in our own way. We've leaned into our own understanding, and it's got us nowhere. So resurrect us, Father. As I hear the wind blowing behind me outside, I know that it's you speaking to me, to your people. So continue to revive us, Lord. We need you more than ever now. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and we know we're not going to be here forever. But while we're here, Lord God, give us new hope. Give us new faith. Stir us up, Lord God. Resurrect us. Lord, we love you, and we know that you are the one true living God. There's no one like you, no one besides you. You are the Savior of the universe. You saved our souls from eternal damnation. If there's anyone that hasn't accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I just want you to repeat these words. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you redeemed my soul from hell. I now accept you as my Lord. I now accept you as Lord over my life. Because of the blood of Jesus, I was bought with a price. And I thank you, Lord, for loving me so. I thank you for dying for my sins. And I look forward to walking with you on earth and in heaven. In your name I pray. Amen. Ooh, so if you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. Hell is nervous right now, but heaven is celebrating your new birth, your new life, your new resurrection, your new restoration. You have been redeemed. God is so good. He loves you, and he's here to comfort you all the days of your life. Well, beautiful people, it's that time again where you're wrapping up the show. So I just want to end tonight's show with a powerful song that aligns with Resurrection Sunday, Resurrection Day, which is today and every day. Remember, it doesn't have to be a certain day. It's not April 12, 2020. You can be resurrected whenever. All you have to do is cry out to him. It's not about, you know, oh, Easter or an Easter bunny, nothing like that. It's about Jesus. Not about these pagan holidays or the equinox or the solstice or these false gods. It's about Jesus. But just remember that, y'all. Our Redeemer lives. Jesus is not on the cross. He's not there anymore. He is risen and he is alive. Until next time, y'all, I'll catch y'all next week, next Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This your girl, the Portia Q. The song out, He Would Not Come Down. Y'all be blessed. Bye.
When Jesus comes in Calvary, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.